This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just seen a post today, and it put a little bit of a smile on my face because at least we're getting people to think. On this radio show, over and over and over again, we are dismantling the sins of our fathers is really what it comes down to. What they've tolerated, we must deal with so that we can have a future and a hope, because they failed to do so in so many different ways. But the post says, I'm not a Democrat. That doesn't make me a Republican. That's right. I'm not a liberal. That doesn't mean that I'm a conservative. That's exactly right. Okay. I was no fan of Obama. That doesn't mean I'm a fan of Trump. And then it says, cheers to everyone who can think past their labels and the labels that are meant to divide us. I said, exactly. Folks are starting to think. I'm a Christian. And that's the bottom line. Read Acts 11:26. First and foremost, they were called Christians. They weren't walking around wearing T-shirts that said, I am Christians and I am wearing a bracelet right now that says, what would Jesus do? No, none of that. They knew them by their fruit. They knew who they were following because, like that of John and Peter, the Pharisees looked upon them and knew that they were unlearned, ignorant men, but perceived that they were with Jesus. That's right. You find your faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. But going back to this post, it's exactly right. People are tired of labels. I mean, it's interesting. If you're not a Democrat, then people take it that you're a Republican. Wait a second. We have a constitutional republic. I'm for the law. Okay? I'm not for a little games that the adults play by dividing and being played like a deck of cards by ill-designing men, just not going down that road. And then it says, I'm not a liberal. That doesn't mean I'm a conservative. Well, in my particular case, we are called to be preservatives. Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth, and that's exactly right. A preservative is that which defines a conservative. So really what it comes down to, a conservative, patriot, Christian, all come out of the definition of that of the Christ. So there you have it. I was no fan of Obama. That doesn't mean I'm a fan of Trump. That's exactly right. I'm for the law. Hey, folks, there's a lot of people that are doing the right thing that I don't personally like. And there's a lot of people that are doing the wrong things that I don't personally like. But the fact of the matter is, if they're doing the right thing and they act right, it's because they're doing the right. And that's what I care about more than anything. With that said, let's go over to this, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be talking about, in just a couple of moments, earmarks of godly leadership, who the real ones are and who are the counterfeits. William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. I use that a lot, but I'm going to put it into perspective for you in a righteous sense. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, apparently Rod Rosenstein doesn't think he has to read FISA, warrants that he signs. And he laughs during his grilling, as the American people are told. And why is he laughing? Because he believes that he's above the law. Here again comes to the point of this radio show on a daily basis. Folks, they do what they do because the American people let them. When they're being grilled for crimes, how is it that they can sit there and smile? And yet we see this over and over and over again. This all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Apparently Rod Rosenstein doesn't think he has to read warrants that he signs. Exactly right. And again, they will do whatever you let them get away with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, listen carefully, despite graphic photographic evidence of child rape, Air Force allows accused colonel to walk free. What's wrong with you, America? What's wrong with you, America? This has been going on for years in your country. Rob Boston from the Boston Globe broke this story under an ICE investigation. This is probably 10 years ago now. That over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America in the Pentagon were busted downloading child pornography. Remember this? And Eric Holder, when he was called upon to investigate those 5,000 members of the DOD, the Department of Defense in the Pentagon, he said that they didn't have the resources to do so. Why are the children literally at the end of every assault? I mean, it's really something. It's very telling, isn't it? Air Force Colonel Eric Holt, 48, was accused of sexually assaulting a young child in 2016 while he was working as an anesthesiologist at the Services University of Health Sciences. And yet, for some reason or another, he's able to just go ahead and walk away free. Why is that, America? Why is that, America? What do they need to do before they're dealt with, besides end up in prison and then get what they have coming? Why is it that they got to wait until they get into prison to be dealt with by criminals rather than those that claim to be law enforcers? That's something else, isn't it? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, FBI won't provide Congress documents alleging, folks, Loretta Lynch interfered in Clinton email investigation. That's interesting because what I did today, friends, is I took the audio of Donald Trump. He said, I have absolute right to do what I want with the DOJ. And then I posted, then why hasn't he? That tells you who he is working for and with, friends. They're not going to prosecute their own. But again, I'm highlighting the fact that those that call themselves in some representative capacity, friends, are the ones doing what they will without consequence. And if they're not going to do it, friends, if they're not going to prosecute their own, then it's up to me and you to do so, because we, again, are the government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. New York truck jihadi says ISIS is leading a war to impose Sharia law. This being on a global basis, don't forget about Adolf Hitler using the Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing for him, friends. ISIS is created, just so you know. It is the modern-day version of the SS, Hitler's SS. And folks, you know behind the scenes that they are using it as the brown shirts on a global scale to bring in a new world order on a global scale as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Chicago City Council votes 47-1 to spend $139 million of your money, federal tax dollars, on the Obama Presidential Center. Isn't that crazy? That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Isn't it interesting? They'll take this foreign sodomite plants and they'll spend $139 million of your money on them, but they won't take the money that they get already and actually use the law to prosecute criminals within, like that of the Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, they honor their own. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump over to our Facebook account, please do. Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E. As well, friends, go over and check out our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media. Just posted some brand new videos yesterday. Again, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You have us as the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks right now. We appreciate that listenership. Broadcasting live right now into over 100 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as into 53 countries. Again, we appreciate your trust. And again, folks, we're bringing about resolve to the issues in which we face on a daily basis. And by the way, that doesn't apply just to us in the United States of America. Those that are listening to us in 53 countries, keep in mind the Word of God applies to your country as well as it applies to mine. Just wanted to make that known. Again, keep in mind here in America, as Andrew Jackson said, and President of the United States, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. I wanted to highlight a couple more articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then I'll get over to the earmarks of leadership, who the real ones are, and who are the counterfeits. Minnesota police caught giving suspects to hospital for involuntary human experiments with date rape drugs. Folks, you need to, again, I honestly, You know, the key to radio is key to doing your articles across the country, which we do on a weekly basis, is to say the same things, but in a different way. And this is one of those things that I want to highlight, that you just can't say it in a different way. And it may sound redundant, but I want to say this to you. Is it not redundant hearing on a daily basis? Is it not redundant, friends, hearing on a daily basis, 24/7, by the CIA-controlled media and its useful idiots across the boards? Is it not, folks, redundant to continuously hear people magnifying the crimes of those that are to enforce the law? Aren't you sick and tired of listening to the useful idiots across the boards, the talking heads, magnifying the crimes rather than the law against the crimes to establish justice and righteousness within the gate? Amos 5. Folks, when you see those in a representative position that are violating their sworn oath, like which I'm highlighting from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. In Minnesota, police are caught giving suspects to hospital for involuntary human experiments with date rape drug. Folks, you need to take these people to task. Just because they have a badge, just because they have a title, just because they have a nice suit on, doesn't mean they're doing the right thing. And I am sick and tired of highlighting the crimes of government on a daily basis. I truly, honestly am. I'm tired of catching these politicians talking out of both sides of their mouth, saying one thing and doing the opposite. I'm sick and tired of it. I hope you are too. The resolve to all of this, friends, and it applies to every single one of us. No one is above the rest of us, friends. And by the way, when you look to the lowest of us, keep in mind that's how great we are, okay? But in saying that, Americans need to get to the point where you begin to magnify the law in which you are against the crimes of those counterfeits that call themselves some sort of official in law enforcement capacity. Because I can't stand it. And hopefully you are sick and tired of it as well. And what we need to do is enforce the law. I don't care if it's corrupt police, corrupt politicians, corrupt judges, corrupt citizens, whatever the case is, let's set the record straight. Sons of Liberty Media. .com. Again, police caught giving suspects to hospital for involuntary human experiments with date rape drug. I'm telling you what, folks, those people need to be brought to task. And we need to take it to them. And by the way, this is happening all across the country. The media is not going to highlight our victories. And the way that you deal with that is you deal with the media so we can get journalists back into position as to where they belong, so they can tell the American people the truth rather than doing what they're told and doing what their teleprompter says that they're supposed to say and says and tells them what they're supposed to do. I'm sick of the teleprompters, all coming from six corporations worldwide, inundating the globe with their propaganda, friends. We need to set the record straight, and judgment will do that. Denmark, 10 out of every 12 rapes, this is online right now, 10 out of every 12 rapes committed by migrants or their descendants. Of course, friends. You can't expect them to come from a culture where they're feeding on the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1, and then destroying their country and then leaving their country and then coming over to America and then to begin to destroy our country and act out the way that they acted in their third world countries that they themselves have destroyed. You can't expect them to act differently. They bring the culture with them. And keep in mind, the Muslims bring the culture with them because they are not here to migrate. They are here to conquer. Just so you know. Just so you know. And yet another reminder of the huge problems that open border policies have caused Europeans. A recent study found that 83% of rapes in Denmark alone are committed by migrants or their descendants. Of course. Again, mean, folks, look at their culture. Look what they come from. And do you think for one moment that they're going to come over here and they're going to act differently? Nope, they play the victim. And then once they get in, then they begin to conquer or tear down or to work against the people in society. Look to Michigan alone, friends. Look to Dearborn. Look to where these 3,000 mosques, 74% increase since September 11, 2001. Look where all these mosques are beginning to pop up all over the country, folks. Those are military bases, just so you know. And I didn't say that. Erdogan said that. You know, the dictator in the third world country that we're told is a dictator in the third world country? Yeah, he's the one that said that mosques are the bases, the military bases. And they're popping up all over the country, friends. And keep in mind what they bring with them. Keep in mind what they bring with them. Let's jump over to what we're going to be talking about today. And again, by the way, if you want to go and check those out, those articles, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to hit something from last week, and I didn't get time to do it. We were actually out in Amory, Wisconsin, and we did an event out there. And so this morning I put my thoughts together, and I want to share them with you because it is something that bothers me to no end. It really does. And it's counterfeits. And what I want to do is I want to show you the earmarks of godly leadership. And I want to tell you the best leaders, first and foremost, friends, by starting this off, the best leaders are the greatest followers of the Christ. Don't forget that. The best leaders are those that follow the Christ. Earmarks of godly leadership, who are the real ones and who are the counterfeits? William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Period. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Isn't it funny how things work in the world? It seems like when you do the wrong thing before God and man, somehow people seem to give it a pass. I mean, because after all, you're not being judgmental, right? Yet when you begin to do the right things and obey God and love man according to the Word of God, all of a sudden the world acts like you're doing something wrong. Does anybody ever notice that? Because I'll tell you what, for many of my younger years, friends, when I was doing the wrong things, nobody seemed to have a problem with it. After I got saved, as they say, John 3:3, I remember my mom calling me up and saying, the family wants to know what's wrong with you. And I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? And I started to laugh at her, and I said, Mom, when I was in the rock and roll world doing the things that I was doing, nobody said anything or had a problem with what I was doing. That is until I started to emulate or obey Jesus Christ, 1 John 2:6. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back on the other side, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Speaking at the White House earlier today, President Trump speaks about a conversation he had with the new president of Mexico.
And I will say that I just spoke with the president-elect of Mexico. We had a great conversation, about a half an hour long. We talked about border security. We talked about trade. We talked about NAFTA. We talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation. I think the relationship would be a very good one. We'll see what happens, but I really do believe it's going to be a very good one. He had a very excellent election, did, I would say, even better than anticipated. I told him a number of years ago when I saw him campaigning for a different race, frankly, a different year, a different race, I said he'll be, someday he's going to be the president of Mexico. He remembered that.
The president also said he met with four people who he may nominate for the Supreme Court today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about earmarks of godly leadership, who the real ones are, and who are the counterfeits. And I want to tell you what, there's a whole lot of counterfeits out there. Here's how you identify a real Christian. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present in righteousness. You're just going to have to. And I was just sharing with you during the last segment, it's funny how things work in this world. It seems like when you do the wrong things before God and man, somehow people seem to give it a pass. Yet when you begin to do the right things and obey God and love man according to the word of God, all of a sudden the world acts like you're doing something wrong. Now you become legalistic. Now you become judgmental. Now you become holier than thou, right? Yep, I've heard them all. Yep. And I just told you during the last segment after I got saved, John 3:3, I remember my mother calling me up and saying, the family wants to know what's wrong with you. Whoa, what's wrong with me? I replied laughing. I said, Mom, when I was in the rock and roll world doing the things that I was doing, nobody said anything. Nobody had a problem with what I was doing. That is until I started to emulate or obey the Christ, the one I was following. 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And it reminds me of when I gave a prayer at the state capitol in Minnesota. After the prayer was over with, I had a minister, as he called himself, come up to tell us that we could not use or drop the J word in the capitol. I couldn't drop the J word in the capitol. Wait a second, isn't that the reason that you are there and you're there? Isn't that the reason a minister is there in the first place? And you're chastising me for doing what you should have been doing a long time ago? I got chastised for dropping the J word in the Capitol. And I said, that's the reason I dropped the J word, is because you haven't done it in 40 years. Read Romans 1:16. That was the whole reason I went there. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, brother. Just because you are doesn't mean I am. And how you could be, I don't know. Nor do I want to know. Or what of public schools across the country that we have been to in educating the youth as to who we are, and not what the revisionists and propagandists would have you believe that we are? I mean, showing young people across the United States that abortion is murder, and that 58 million babies have been murdered since 1973 under the guise of women's choice. Read Proverbs 6:17. Well, I'll tell you what it says. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Or what about this? Getting kicked out of a public school for reinforcing America's values by teaching the U.S. Constitution. Yes. Yes. I mean, folks, going across the United States of America and teaching the young people of this country their history, showing them where they came from so that they might know where they're going to. On the front page of the paper, a parental protest with five parents there. And of course they take a picture of them sitting on chairs in a row so they can take a side shot to make it look a lot bigger than it really was. Or how about being on the front page of the paper in three states? Or how about the New York Times doing a front page article on you and a page and a half article highlighting who you are and what they want you to believe that I do? Yeah, I get it. It comes with the territory. I mean, they called Jesus Beelzebub. They called him the devil. And the Bible tells us, as I shared with you on Saturday, friends, some people thought that Jesus was a good man. And the Bible says, no, others say, nay, he's a deceiver of the people. You know, but it all goes back to Scripture in John 1, where the Bible clearly tells us that he came unto his own, and yet his own received him not. The Bible also calls him the light of the world. And then when we go over to the book of John chapter 3, it's interesting how those that loved the darkness, they rejected the light, right? And the condemnation was to those that rejected the light. Those that walked in the light, their deeds were wrought in God. But the condemnation was those that rejected the light. And those that reject the light have a way of turning on good people as they put a guise on or a mask on as putting themselves up to be the good people. And, of course, the listeners to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you know the distinction through the Word of God, properly discerning. I mean, folks, this is crazy. I mean, and when you look at Scripture and where it says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Is that not the media today? Is that not the spirit of the professed church for the most part in this country today? Is this not the spirit of politics today in this country? Absolutely it is. Woe unto them, the Lord. He's woeing them, okay? He's warning them. He's cursing them. He's damning them. However you want to take that definition, there's different meanings. Woe unto them that call evil good. This is what they do. And good evil. They turn the meanings backwards. That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Yesterday I was online and I was highlighting. It was an old post. And it was a picture of how in America, the homosexuals, the sodomite communities, were talking about how them and the Muslims were in it together. And then it showed on the other side of the post a picture of the Muslims throwing the sodomites over the top of buildings as they slaughter them one by one. And what I put there is I said, you can't advocate what God condemns. I said, isn't this a confusing message? And of course, I get a girl to come after me and call me a bigot and a hater. And I just simply asked her the question. I said, can I ask you something? I said, first of all, can you tell me, because she called herself a Christian. That was her first mistake. And I said to her, can you tell me in Scripture where it's hate to tell the truth? I told her, I said, love tells the truth, hate doesn't do that. And I said, as she began to justify overlooking her duty before God because she didn't know the Word, because not one time when I asked her to tell me what the Scriptures had to say, which was three different times, not one time did she give me Scripture. Not one time. Of course, because she didn't know the Word of God, but yet she called herself a Christian. Like so many people today. Oh, you are damning yourselves. Don't declare yourself to be something you are not, friends. Don't do it. It's not good for your soul. You better practice what you preach. The Bible says that you must know concerning my doctrine. That's the first thing Jesus said. You must know concerning my doctrine. Take up your cross and follow me. Well, that's a part of it, friends. He said, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This girl didn't know the truth. She didn't know what the word of God did or had to say. It's funny, I had a guy one time tell me how much he loved God. And then he said to me, out of the other side of his mouth, he said, I have no desire to know the word. It's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And he said it out of his wicked heart. He condemned himself. But going back to this girl, I said, you know, why don't you just, all those homosexuals that you say you love and care about, I said, why don't you tell them that they're advocating what God condemns? And of course, she comes back with scathing remarks. But folks, this is a part of walking in the light. This is a part of following the Christ, telling the world the truth. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, right? Let's keep to the spirit of the word and let's keep it into context. Folks, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that puts bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. And again, no wonder why the reprobates and hypocrites thought that Christians that were following the living Christ were turning the world upside down, when in fact they were turning the world right side up. Read Acts 17:6. Man, I'll tell you, it's so different being in the center of what's going on. It's so different practicing what you preach. Folks, even your parents come after you. But yet again, Jesus said that there would be variance. The house would be divided one against another, three against two, and two against three. Yep. That's all scripture to me. I can read it as clear as the nose is on my face. But again, those that don't know the difference, friends, what they do is they think you're turning the world upside down. When you're not turning it upside down, you're turning the world right side up. Now, just last week, I had a woman come up to me at the meeting in Amory, Wisconsin. Amory. She said that she did her research on me and said that the media really attacked you, didn't they? That's what she said to me. I said, of course they did. And of course they do. I said, because they're being exposed for who they are, and they don't want you to know that. Matter of fact, that is the very reason Jesus Christ was crucified. John 15:22. I told her that there's too many counterfeits out there that care more about saving face than the souls of men, Luke 19:10, as well as saving their country. Nope, they got a reputation to uphold, friends. That's funny because Jesus didn't. Isn't that funny how that works? Jesus didn't do that, but yet men do that. And then they call themselves Christians. And it's again, I'm sitting there like, what are you talking about? You're trying to maintain, these people are trying to maintain as they attempt to save face, and they lose it in the same way because of their hypocrisy, because someone's sure to know the truth and call them out for who they are and the hypocrites that they're playing. But they try to maintain, folks, their reputation. That's why when I listen to commercials and they talk about how when you go online, it can do your reputation damage. Folks, when you look at Scripture, and you see what took place in the process of holding to the Word of God, you don't have a reputation. That's God's business. Did you hear what I said? That is God's business. And the fact of the matter is we need to do that which Christ did and leave our reputations to God as we follow the Christ. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. Just wanted to give you scriptural reference to Philippians 2. Listen carefully, friends. It tells us who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And I'm highlighting right now, friends, the counterfeits. Counterfeit leadership in this country. And this is all coming out of a conversation that I had with a woman in Amory, Wisconsin, out of an event that we did last week. It was a great event, by the way, too. It was packed, which was great to see. And I told her that there's too many counterfeits out there that care more about saving face than the souls of men, as well as saving their country. They want to protect their reputations. Well, that's funny, because Jesus didn't do that. Philippians 2:7. I said, what they do is, I said, they sit back and behind the status of some sort of church or political leader of the pack, yet you do not see any warfare or opposition because they have forsaken the cross. That's why they hide behind a microphone day after day, yet they fail to confront the issues that needed to be confronted. And the bottom line is, if they don't preach out against sin, it's because, friends, they're guilty of it. And the reason being is because they themselves are, again, guilty of what they fail to confront. Or what about these? The paper tigers. They can write all big and bad. But when it comes to what someone else should do, I'll tell you what, it's not them. They write all big and bad, friends, as to what someone else should do. Yet when it's time for them to put the boots on the ground, they're simply MIA, missing in action. These are the counterfeits. America's filled with them. All day long. They're filled with them. If they're not out there fighting in the culture war, friends, I wouldn't trust a thing they have to say. They're not preaching the Word of God. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. They're fighting with a wooden blunt sword. We have the sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12. Read it when you get a moment. Hebrews 4:12. Oh, there's also a group of people out there that have to be friends with everyone. Oh, this group of people sicken me to the core. Again, there's another group of people out there. They call themselves some sort of leaders, you know. They have an organization, and they want you to sow into their organization. You know, this group of people that I'm highlighting now are those, again, that have to be friends with everyone. And then they have to apologize to any that they may have told the truth to, lest they should convict unto godly repentance. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. And this group, they congregate week after week, deceiving themselves into believing that they are demanding a lawful change, just as long as it doesn't, again, offend anyone. Read Matthew 5:10. What they do counters Scripture. It counters what we're to emulate when it comes to Scripture. I mean, again, what did the 11 of the 12 disciples do wrong before being martyred for Christ's sake? And of course, I speak as a man. Were they walking around preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan for you? Were they walking around bringing donuts to illegal immigrants on the border? I mean, folks, let's think about what's going on here. Were they walking around being diplomatic with everybody, seducing people, and then not believing the truth? Come on! Again, I speak as a man. The 11 of the 12 were preaching Christ crucified. They were preaching law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. They were continuously preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's funny how many people get away from the simplicity of the message. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, friends, how are they to repent if you don't show them their violation before God's holy law? Exodus 20. Or maybe this group of people should ask their enemies, these ones that have to be friends with everybody, maybe they should ask their enemies for instructions as to how change is brought about and reverse this lawlessness that's taking place in this country. What are they doing? They're troubling the present, but they're doing it in an unlawful manner. How many do you see out there, America, troubling the present in righteousness? Very, 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 very few. Very few. Showing you true, godly leadership. The best leaders are those that follow the Christ closest. And the counterfeits. And these groups of people are simply enemies of the cross of Christ, and they know not the power of God unto salvation. And then when someone does understand the power of God unto salvation, they act like it's surreal, like you're embellishing the power in which you walk. Well, I'll tell you what. Tell that to David. Tell that to Elijah. Tell that to Joshua. Tell that to Abraham. Tell that to Isaac and Jacob. Tell that to Noah. Tell that to any one of the patriarch's friends. Tell that to the Christ. Tell that to Peter. Tell that to Paul, folks. The very ones that told us that we're supposed to find our faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God and not in man. Ask them how surreal it is. No, it's not surreal. It's very real. And those that understand that anointing and the power of God, I'll tell you what, they understand like David. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. They understand the power of God. They understand, listen carefully, the power of God. They understand the witness of the Spirit that bears witness to the truth. And the problem is they don't walk in the truth, yet they want the witness of the truth. And it's foreign to these hypocrites. It's foreign to these hypocrites. Furthermore, I said to this woman in Amory, Wisconsin, that you can always tell the difference between a genuine Christian by them that are in the fight and to them that are counterfeits. Listen carefully as to what the wife of William Booth said, the founder of the Salvation Army. She said, when the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, 2 Corinthians 6:17, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. John 7:7. See, friends, it's the church, said Catherine Booth, that is compromised, not the world. It's the church that is compromised, not the world. You know, it's also interesting to note that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Yet you don't see, but very few in the United States of America, walking in that truth, walking in that light. So again, the way to gauge them that are actually taking ground for the kingdom per se, to give their future, posterity, a future and a hope, the way to gauge these are to actually pay close attention to the trouble they get in. I mean, you're not making a difference. Folks, if you don't have enemies, you're not making a difference. This is what I want you to do before the end of the show. I want you to go online, and I want you to find your favorite radio show host, your favorite television show host, that you think you could call a culture warrior. And you go online and you tell me what people have to say about that guy. Because the way to gauge someone that's a real Christian, a genuine Christian, is by the trouble that they are in for righteousness' sake. Elijah was called the troubler of Israel, when in fact the only thing Elijah did was trouble the little nest of the wicked ones, namely King Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, and their rule of tyranny. See? They called him the troubler, friends. What are your enemies calling you? What are your enemies calling those that you call your favorite culture warrior? If there's nothing on them, what are you listening to them for? Because they're making no difference. Because there's too many people out there that are looking for teachers to itch their itching ears. And enough is enough, because we see this happening across the boards. Where are the church, the Protestants that understand the very definition of Protestant and Protestants? Where are those that will stand up against tyranny in the church first and in the government secondly? But it first starts with us as we repent before a just and a holy God. Acts 20:21. Now, I want to give you the characteristics before the end of the show of a real Christian. John Calvin said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Why? Because Christians are always in that continual warfare, because Christians understand this is how we make a difference. And by the way, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. If you live your life without understanding what I'm telling you, it's time for you to get down and repent before a just and a holy God and ask him for the Holy Ghost, as you are born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, who comes about in power to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. There is no in between. Real Christians understand Matthew 11:12. The violent take it by force, but it's in righteousness, it's in lawfulness, in the fulfilling of grace that Christ bestows upon us. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. In America, you will understand at the end of the day, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.